JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wein's 5,000 Years of Jewish History, one video clip at a time. Clip number 97, America and the War.
Franklin Roosevelt ran for an unprecedented third term as President of the United States in 1940 and was elected, though with a much smaller majority than his previous elections. Roosevelt wavered regarding entry into the war because of the fact that America was basically isolationist. A great deal of America was pro-German. I remember as a child in Chicago that there were parades in the street by the German-American Bund supporting Hitler. And the Jews in America were very weak politically. And the anti-Semites said over and over again, we're not going to get involved in this war. It's a Jew war, and we don't want to be part of it. America was famous for its neutrality. It thought that it could have safety between the two oceans that surrounded it. And because of that, therefore, it did not enter the war. What happened was on December 7th, 1941, Japan attacked Pearl Harbor. Japan was desperate for raw materials and wanted to conquer Asia. It saw the American fleet as the only bulwark against its ambitions. It destroyed most of the American fleet at Pearl Harbor in December 1941. The English Empire collapsed. The British Empire collapsed in front of it. Singapore fell. The Japanese ruled the entire Pacific. And because of that, Hitler jumped at the gun and he declared war on America. And when he declared war on America, the American Congress had no choice but to declare war back. And America entered into the war. Once America entered into the war, again, Hitler was doomed. The American production system, millions of American soldiers, American organization, all of which kept England in the war, now would be brought to bear against him. America fought a two-front war. They fought a war in Europe first, but they fought a Pacific war as well, eventually driving the Japanese out of all of their conquests and bringing the war home to the Japanese mainland itself. But again, Hitler's wildness, because it's not clear if Hitler would not have declared war against America, would America have gone in against Germany? It could have very well have been, and many members of Congress said it, it's sufficient for us to fight Japan. We don't want to be involved in a European war. But since Hitler jumped the gun and declared war on America, and America declared war on Germany, and now between Germany and the Soviet Union, Hitler was doomed, even though he did not admit it, and even though he fought absolutely to the bitter end, to the last German possible. My name is Beryl Wein, and I thank you for watching.
For more on Jewish history, go to JewishHistory.org.